With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch.
Hello.
Welcome to Batch Bitch. I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is a podcast where we talk about The Bachelor. Oh, it's our favourite show, isn't it, Danielle?
No.
No, okay.
No, not by any means. Is it our favourite show?
Coo-coo-coo.
But it is the show we watch for the podcast.
Amen. And you guys love it. You love it so much that you say stuff like, oh, I don't even like The Bachelor or care about it.
I just don't even watch The Bachelor.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. Danielle, you're still in Tasmania.
Yes, I am still in Tasmania.
Come back!
I will. I'm coming back tomorrow. Oh. I fly back tomorrow.
Thank Christ.
I'm excited because, I've been staying here. So Jono's dad and his partner went away on a holiday and we were house-sitting and it coincided with our holiday. And they have a cat. And I've fallen in love with the cat. So I spend all day sort of, like, patting her and rubbing her and putting my face into her.
You still allergic?
Yeah, I'm very allergic still. Yesterday I had to just shut my eyes for a bit because they got so swollen and red. It's been like a lovely holiday, but also a holiday where I am slowly killing myself. This is her right now, right here. Can you see her? She's on the
get little... away from the cat. If the cat is making you not be able to breathe, Danielle.
She loves me.
Oh my God.
She meows for me and she asks for cuddles now from me.
I think she's been sent by someone to kill you.
Potentially. But anyway, I love her. I love you, Cookie.
Stop touching the cat.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. Let's freaking get into it, man.
All right. Okay.
It's a Bachelor. It's week 3. Everyone's still talking about Abby.
Yep.
What's she done? Well, my God.
So she smooched the Bachelor at...
Oh, what a bitch.
Not the cocktail party.
Well, which technically they keep the on cocktail saying, party.
Well, no, it was in the orchard. The orchard.
Yeah.
The orchard.
Yeah.
It wasn't at... She got like special time. It wasn't like... at the cocktail party on a bench behind him. Or who cares? Even if it was, it's not a big deal.
No.
He's going to smooch them all, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Get over it. So they're all freaking pissed about it. And this is clearly happening, like, directly after the cocktail party. They've told them all to just, like, put jeans on because they all have, like, full heads of hair that are just, like, a little bit frizzy and then, like, full faces of makeup. But they all leave the house in these little red Hyundais and they look like, I think they look like handmaids from The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, they do. I thought that too.
They were
going to the house for a pregnancy. Somebody is going to give birth.
Oh, that would be good. A pregnant bachelorette.
Oh, I would love that.
Really?
Yeah, we'd call it Find the Daddy. That'd be the tagline for the season.
Find the Daddy. Okay, so Monique is... You got shots of Monique here saying that she doesn't respect what Matt did, basically. Having a bitch about it. Get over it. Abby, so they drive to the middle of, like, a field or something, And then they find out at that point that Abby gets a single date. And so then she leaves and they just stay in the field or something. It's literally just an ad for Hyundai's. So they drive, she gets in an old blue car with the bachelor, he's there, and they go to these, like, fruit stalls.
I don't understand this. So they said they're gonna make wine, but they're making it out of, like, oranges and lemons, and they're squishing it with their feet. I thought squishing it with your feet was just for grapes.
Well, they said they were gonna make juice.
Oh, juice. Well, still, no. You do the wine, you do grapes with your feet for wine squishing. You don't do oranges, you use a fucking juicer for that.
Well, yeah, I would argue that you shouldn't make any drink by putting your feet in it.
No, wine's fine, I love my foot wine.
Okay, don't mess with the classics. So they have to stand in these things and, like, make juice with their feet. This is fine. And then he, like, brings us, he's like, let's taste it. And then he, like, gets a spoonful of foot juice and goes to give it to her. And she just goes to drink it. And then he's like, oh!
You're feral!
I can't believe you were gonna do it! You dog bitch! What the fuck? That's fucking gross! That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah, honestly, though, I can't believe she went to do it because there was a shot of, like, her in the juice barrel and then him not in the juice barrel, but as he was about to stand into the juice barrel, and he was not wearing shoes, and it was like, or thongs or anything, it was just barefoot on grass. His feet were on just the plain ground. No, you need to do like almost what you do to stand on a hockey field, the AstroTurf first. You need to wash your feet off before you're allowed on the turf or the fruit in this case.
I would say it's almost more important with the fruit.
Nah, the turf's also very important.
So anyway, and then he's like, I thought that was quite touching that she didn't even try to fight me on the foot. And I'm like, she's just trying to not put a fucking foot wrong. Get it?
Very good.
Thank you. Didn't mean that. And probably shouldn't have highlighted it, but that's where we are. I'm very tired today, and I'm also a little bit hangry, but that's okay. She, like, every time on The Bachelor, they just force these women to do these things that they hate. And it's, like, just so sweet that they don't say no, but it's, like, well, they should be able to just be like, I'm not doing that.
How else are you going to bond with people, Naomi, if you don't just push people through their paces?
Giving in to everything they say so as to not negatively give them any sort of negative impact at all. Just do whatever they tell you to do with not even giving a hint that you might not want to. So we should cut back to the girls. Anyway, they don't drink the foot juice. They get another juice. This is a juice date? This is stupid.
Then they've got some gins, I think. I think they got gins or something. Then they make like a gin sunrise. Maybe it's tequila. Maybe it is a tequila. I don't know. I honestly don't like juice in my drinks, really.
Oh, really?
I don't like orange. I just don't think I like orange juice. It's too acidic for me. I like other juices. Maybe just not orange juice. Anyway, nobody should drink any juices with orange in it. It's too full on.
And that's why people listen to this podcast. For the opinions that you're not going to hear anywhere else. You heard it here first. Danielle does not like orange juice.
I don't like it.
You can write that down. Juice. You can tell anyone that. Or pineapple. Well, yeah, that is quite acidic. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you there. I mean,
that is extremely
acidic. You'll burn your bloody mouth.
We went off track now.
Oh, no, I want to hear more about this.
Okay, sorry.
This is going to be related to juice.
We went to this, like, Jono wanted to go to this, like, breakfast place that he likes in Tassie, and it had bottomless juice there. Anyway, I didn't like any of the juices, so Jono just kept, I feel like, up two juices for him every time, because the only apple juice that they had was, like, apple and raspberry or something, and I don't want apple and raspberry, I just want cloudy apple, if I'm gonna have a juice.
But you want cloudy apple?
Yeah, I love cloudy apple. No, you're fucked. Yum. Cloudy apple, that's for me. I don't like, they had, like, orange, pineapple, and then just, like, cranberry. Yuck! All those juices are terrible. I had a coffee.
Is that the whole story?
Yes. That was the whole story.
That's so nice that you've had such a relaxing holiday that's the...
Oh,
yeah. That's the takeaway.
We've had such a nice time. Did I tell you where we went out to Fat Pig Farm, the SBS guys' farm?
You sent me pictures of you smiling with some little piggies, and you're like, then we ate some.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't want to hear, because I like to keep myself ignorant to that.
Not those exact ones, but we had some piggy. but it was funny because all the old people, I don't know if I said this in the last episode, but all the old people were like fangirling over this, like, sort of like farmer who cooks and stuff. He used to be a food critic in Sydney or whatever. Aww. And they were all like fawning over him, just asking him so many questions. And then one lady was like, so where's your house? Is it, can I see it from here? And he was like, none of your business. And then I laughed so much.
Oh.
I laughed so hard at that. That was my favorite bit. That's another highlight of our holiday. we saw a waterfall. That's another highlight. Oh, and we figured out the best way to cook carrots.
Fucking hell, stop. Oh, fuck it. What way is it? So just good. Say it.
What?
Just say
I'm not telling you. It's a surprise for when you come over for a dinner party.
Okay. Ooh. All right. We cut back to the girls who are still in the field or something. They're on like a bridge on a river or something. Monique, they're all having a wine. Monique is saying that what Matt did was disrespectful. And again, I disagree. I think you're just jealous, which is fine. You cannot like it. That's okay. But acknowledge it. Don't just say that you're mad because he kissed another girl when he's dating nearly 30 women at once.
Yeah, he kissed you, Monique.
Yeah, you're one of the good ones.
Why are you upset? Emma, should be upset. Kristen, she should be upset.
Amen.
You know, all of the others, they can be upset, but they not for the reason that he smooched her at a cocktail party. He's just upset because they haven't had their chance yet.
Exactly. Anyway. So cut back to Abby and Matt. They're like on the couch or whatever with their gins. They talk about how Abby didn't have a dad or something. Is that? Anyway, what? She had to help around house a lot. It looked like she didn't have a very privileged upbringing. And she just wants to find a good guy.
She had to work three jobs. That's hard as a teenager.
That is a lot. So he gives her a rose, they have a little kiss, and then for some reason they're in a spa bath. Just a spa, a jacuzzi or some shit. And she's like, I've got to tell you something. I don't want to hurt your feelings. Now this is, I wouldn't tell him this. This is the one. I like Abby, but like I understand why she did this, and I guess if it was if you were trying to choose a soulmate, you would want to know. So I kind of get it, but then also, I don't like hearing when people say bad things about me. But if it was someone who I was gonna maybe date, then maybe I would want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon I don't think I would. I probably wouldn't tell him, but also. I think because obviously there's not going to be a connection there just because if she's just pretending or if she actually doesn't like him, then it's not going to work out over the course of the show, you know? You're not going to be able to fake that whirlwind romance that we expect that I've never seen yet on The Bachelor.
What are you talking about? Don't you remember Ally and Tate?
That was The Bachelorette, but also I had no idea that they were into each other until like the last few episodes.
Until he was in those track pants.
Yeah, yellow. Until they were feeling each other on the date where they were downstairs.
Mm. Ow! Okay. So she's like, she called you a dog cunt and a disrespectful bitch. So that is what she said. In fact, it was dog cunt, which...
No, can we agree? We weren't arguing over if they said dog shit or dog cunt. We were arguing over which is the funnier thing to be called.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, which shit. Is funnier than dog shit.
No, dog... I asked also... Sorry, second opinion on this. I asked Jono which is funnier, dog cunt or dog shit, and he also said dog shit. And then he says that a guy at work also calls him a singular dog shit sometimes.
Well, I had someone message and say that dog cunt's funnier, so...
No, it's not. It's overused. Naomi, you're an absolute dog shit is way funnier.
You're a dog cunt. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody uses that all the time. Dog, dog shit is funnier.
I think dog cunt on national television is pretty funny.
I can't believe that.
Because they say, like, the word shit is like... So they don't actually say the word cunt, but they make it very clear that that's the word that was used.
Yes, because Matt kept on saying, dog, see you next Tuesday, which made him so unattractive. I already wasn't into him, and now he's sounding like a real teacher's pet, if I'm honest.
I'm back. I'm horny again. I think everyone should know. Yeah, I am. So there was, like, a bit... I thought that in that moment where she's like, I just think you should know what she said. And then he was like, tell me. It felt like actual reality television for like a second. I was like, whoa, I feel like I'm actually in this moment. And maybe it was like a bit like Big Brother. You could tell it wasn't actually edited and they were showing the whole thing. It felt so tense. Anyway, and then we cut to a talking head with Matt and he's confused as to why she's upset about it. And he's just like, that, like, you know what you're getting into. That's the show. No, like, that's the first time I think that a bachelor has actually talked about it being a TV show. Like, I don't know. I think he's really good on camera, and I'm in love with him again. Here I go.
Oh, my God. I'm going to message you off air to tell you who he reminds me of, and now you're never, ever going to have the hots for him ever again.
Please never do that. I don't give a shit. I don't want to know. I think that he's very natural on screen. He reminds me of Georgia Love, even though I know she was a bachelorette. She's got media training. She was already a journalist and stuff. But there's something about him, man. I think he speaks very sincerely. He doesn't sound like Richie or Honey Badger, who are just, like, literally repeating something that the producer has had to put into words for them because they can't construct a sentence. You know what I mean? Anyway, they go. So he's, like, rattled by this. You can tell. And so then he has, like, a group date, which he calls the Circle of Truth.
Yeah, why? So, Matt says he asked Osher to put together a low-key truth session. Why does he keep on pretending like he actually asked for these dates?
Well, I think he did, because this one's fucked. This is like the weirdest date he says. No, this is a weird-ass date. It's so weird. First of all, Vaco, great outfit in this one. But then there's just these questions. He's just got a bunch of, like, the girls sitting around in a circle in some grass. And they, like, have to answer questions like, what's more important, intellectual chemistry or sexual chemistry? And then Chelsea's like, well, I watch a lot of documentaries, so, and then they say, do you put your career before your relationship? And Chelsea's like, oh, I usually put career first, but I'm not right now. And then the third question is, when is it okay to not tell the truth? These are the question he asks. Gets them all to say never. You have to always tell the truth. And then he literally sits there and goes, so, is there anything that anyone, anything truthful anyone wants to say right now? It's the weirdest shit. He clearly wants them to, like, say that they're mad at him or something. It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way the girls would have known he was, like, asking for something in that moment. So he went about it the strangest way.
It was like a trap. It was like, so are you a liar? And they're like, no. And it's like, well, then tell me this.
Well, they're not lying if they just don't tell you something that you didn't specifically ask for.
Exactly. It was really weird. I don't know. The way he tried to ask it was so awkward, and they're all just like, no. Does anyone have anything related to that they want to say? Like being lied to or lying? That's what he said.
Jesus Christ.
Just randomly. It just popped into my head. Anyway, so he decides that Chelsea has really opened up here, and he wants to get some single time away with her, and this is when I fell in love with him again here, because I thought the two of them were so cute together, and they roasted each other. That's what it is. I think I just get horny when people roast each other.
Oh my God, is that why you're always turned on when I'm around being rude to you?
Yeah, I love it. Makes me horny. yeah, I just, like, he kept, like, making fun of her for being a nerd, and I was like, they're so cute. He's cute. He's cute, Danielle.
Yes, that is true.
And then he said, I don't know if he meant to use these words, but he's like, oh man, if I had a list of what I want in a girl, like, she's slamming every box. I don't know if I would have used the word slamming.
Yeah, I don't think.
Next box he's going to slam is her box.
Very good. You've really made people understand exactly what that meant.
Thank you. I don't think that's what he meant. So Chelsea gets a rose and a kiss. I think she got a kiss. Did she get a kiss?
No, she didn't get a kiss.
Oh, okay.
Because at this point, Matt, he was shaken by the accusations that he was a slut, a kiss slut. And so then...
Dog cunt.
Yes, dog cunt, kiss slut.
Mm.
He'd felt shamed, and that stopped him from kissing his next two dates.
Great, so he's slut shamed.
Yes.
It was bad for everybody involved.
Yep.
Nobody gets to make out with each other, so think about that next time you slut shame someone.
Yeah, ever thought about that, people?
All right, everyone. All right, so he goes on another single date with Eleanor.
Yep.
I always saw as a front runner.
Okay, so this is so strange. So the single date clue that they get is the world is your oyster. And then Eleanor immediately thinks that that clue means it would be Emma because Emma likes oysters.
And talks about it all the time. How often is she talking about oysters? That's what I want to know. How often can that organically come up in conversation?
Maybe they're in an oyster region or something and they keep bringing oysters by the house. I don't know, because I don't know how you talk about oysters that much. Maybe she's got smoked oysters, though. I remember when I was a kid, my mum would eat cans and cans of smoked oysters when she was pregnant with my sisters. Ooh. It was like her go-to. You know how...
Oyster in a can sounds disgusting.
They're like smoked. They stink so much, but that's what she would eat when she was pregnant with my sisters. It was one of her... What are the things you get? You get like cravings?
I feel like if it's in a shell, it's fancy, but if it's out of the shell, it's disgusting.
Yeah, these were like hard, like... Well, not hard. They like looked like olives with a little flabby tail on the end. But also, they're a different colour to oysters. They're like khaki.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that anymore. Anyway, Eleanor gets the date. She says, I think it's something to do with oysters, but Matt is aphrodisiac enough. I have to agree.
Oh my God, stop it. Keep it in your pants, Naomi.
And then, so the date is that they're going to create a pearl. They're basically going to do pearl IVF.
Yep.
Which makes no sense to me because, I mean, if Eleanor doesn't win... Like, it takes so long to make a pearl. So yeah, like they can pick it up the next day and be like, look what we made. Like, the show's going to be over by the time there's a pearl.
I think that's why she got other pearls.
Oh, right. He does give her a little pearl. Anyway, so they do this pearl IVF. Ha ha. They're like, is it in? Ha ha ha. And it's like it looks like a science experiment. It looks like a medical procedure, basically, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Naomi, but IVF is a medical procedure.
It's not real IVF, Danielle, all right? It's an oyster, okay?
Yeah, but it's a similar thing.
I was just talking about, like, the feel of it. I'm not talking anymore. Sorry, I'm hangry. They go on there. Then they have a little oyster picnic. They get to eat oysters. Eleanor takes a piss out of him, and he says he likes that in a woman. See?
Oh, yes. We get it, Naomi. He's your perfect man.
And then he gives her pearl earrings. And then everyone on Twitter made jokes about pearl necklaces.
Didn't she get a pearl necklace as well?
Did she? I didn't think
Yeah, she got a pearl necklace, because I'm pretty sure he said the phrase pearl necklace.
And then he came on her.
Yes, he came on her.
Which was weird to see on national television in prime time, but that is what
happened.
So was
the word dog cunt, but, you know, things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say one is worse than the other, watching someone come on someone else's neck. But, you know, they both have their place.
Is it the anyway, neck? I don't think it's the neck at that point. I think it's the décolletage. I think if it was higher, it would be a pearl choker, if it was on the neck. Just letting you know.
I think it's usually like just at like the base of the neck.
That's the décolletage that you're pointing to.
It's where the neck meets the torso.
I don't know. I guess it depends on which side of the neck torso line you go.
I mean, how much aim can you do, really, if you come in everywhere?
Depends on how good you are.
How good are you?
Me, personally, extremely good.
Yeah,
but I've got an artist's hand.
That's true. You're good like that. So he gives her a rose, but there's no kiss because he's still thinking about Monique. He's really bent out of shape about this. This would be me, honestly. If I heard someone said something bad about me, I'd just spiral for days on end, man. Weeks. But that's all right. That's healthy, and that's not something I'll seek help for. So get to the cocktail party.
Yep.
Oh, fucking what's gonna... Cassandra says about Abby, she's got her eye on the prize at the moment. I don't know if she'll discard the prize once she's got it, but we'll see. All right, Kat. All right, Cassandra. Okay.
So this is where all of a sudden people start to call Abby young. They start to act like she's 17 and not 23, 1, 2, 3 years younger than everybody else in the house.
Yeah.
I don't understand why everybody's making out like Abby's a young little baby.
Also, if you think Abby's a young little immature baby, then maybe stop fucking complaining and, like, bitching and grow up if you're supposed to be the mature one. Because they're the ones doing all the bitching.
She's also had a tough life, so she's probably more mature than a lot of people in there.
Yeah, and she's also pissing me off a lot less, to be honest. So Matt tells Abby he's going to confront Monique. So he goes up, he's like, hey, do you want to come aside? And then he says, I heard you had some flowery language to describe me. To which Monique says, flowery? Flowery? She does not know. She does not understand.
Flowery.
He says, look, someone told me that because, like, I kissed Abby and stuff, that you called me a dog, see you next Tuesday. And she's just
and
like,
a disrespectful pig.
And a disrespectful pig. And she's like, whoa, I would never say any of that. I don't talk about people that way. I don't use that sort of language. I don't, you know, I'm not that sort of negative person. I don't remember ever saying that. That's not something I would ever do.
I really liked when she said, like, when she did the facial expression for saying, like, whoa. It was the look of a person, I've seen that look before, and it is the look of somebody extremely defensive who's just been caught out.
Absolutely. She's like, am I pulling this off? Is he buying this? God, I'm such an actor. So she's like, I'm sorry, like, and he's like, what are you apologizing for? She's like, just the situation's so unfair. Oh no, she didn't apologize yet. She's just like, this is so unfair, the situation's so unfair. And then he said, and then he's like, why would someone tell me that you said that then? And she says, I don't know. I hate drama.
Okay. Also, anybody who ever says that they hate drama is always the person who has the most drama in their lives and caused the most drama. Cause I have a friend who says that she hates drama and I laughed out loud when she said that she hated drama because of how drama filled her life is.
That's so funny. I know this girl who's like, you can't, in like high school, or you couldn't spend too much time with, and she was talking, and I thought that she knew that about herself, that she was just like a full-on presence, like just like really like super like type A and just spoke so much and so fast, and then she's like explaining, she's like, oh, so this girl, she's one of those people, you know those people that are just like a bit too much and you can only be around them for like a little bit of time? And I was like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, and then I worry that I've told that story to people, and they're like, oh no, Naomi doesn't know that she's too much. Anyway, Monique hates drama, she denies all of it. And then Matt's like, okay, I'm gonna go get them. Goes and grabs Abby. Vacco says, I don't know what sort of three ways Matt is into, but this is definitely not the one you want to be in. Funny. So we've got Abby and Monique sitting down. This is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
It's just, like, so fucking painful. And Monique says, so Matt's like, okay, Abby, like, Abby says you said this. And she's like, yeah, you did. And Monique's like, I'm confused as to why I'd be a Matt hater. So she's basically denying that she was critical of him at all.
Yeah.
Because she says that she thought the, like, the situation was disappointing, but she didn't say anything about Matt, which that part was seen on camera, her being like, Matt was being disrespectful and I really misjudged him and I put him on a pedestal, but I shouldn't have because then he did that. Like, she's directly being critical of him. So,
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so she says... Yeah, she's like, I didn't say that. And Abby's like, you did. It's so awkward. She's like, I've said I was disappointed in the situation. I've only ever been happy for you. Lie. And then Matt's like, okay, who else was there? And then Abby's like, Rachel was there. And then he's like, I'm getting Rach. Walks away. This is where it really starts to spiral. And this is where I identify with Matt a lot because he just literally asks every single person what happened. So Rachel says, like, oh, yeah, she said it. She did say those words, but she was joking. She said it in, like, a joking way. And then someone tells the girls that, like, Mon denied saying it, and they're shocked. Allie and Emma are sitting there, and they're like, oh, yeah, she said it. They say to each other. I like the way Allie says. She wasn't like, oh, ha, ha, ha. She says that phrase several times. It wasn't like, oh, ha, ha, ha. So Matt calls over Nicole, and Nicole says she heard something that made her sit up and defend him, but she doesn't remember what it was.
Oh, and Nicole, like, okay. Stop it.
Matt asks Emma, and then Emma says Monique was very vocal. She basically started saying offensive comments. He asked, was it dog cunt and disrespectful pig? And she goes, yep. And at this point,
she also has the eye makeup of a Disney princess. Her eyes look so big.
This is what happens when we have drama. Frozen. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I was staring at her beautiful, beautiful eyes.
Bless. I'm glad that all this drama has taken away from her crazy edit a little bit because I think she's nice.
They're trying to transition out of that because they're going to last longer. I've noticed they've never... Ever since we've seen Kristen, there's never been any Chinese music when she's been on. And I'm excited because I like Kristen. I think she's beautiful and she seems very sweet.
Oh, I think kind. She's just going to fade away. I don't think she's going
to
get anywhere.
Oh, no. So. I don't want her to fade away. I like her. I don't know why. I just think...
Is it because she's beautiful?
Yeah, it is. It's because you know how the way you felt about Kat last year? That's the way I feel about Kristen. Except very she hasn't got her. Enough... She doesn't have enough screen time for me yet, so I want to.
She's got a very attractive face.
It's so beautiful. It's like the skin that I wish I had.
Mm, it's magnetic.
Yeah.
Anyway, he asks again if she heard it. She says, yeah, she did hear it, but that's the sort of language they use. You know, they're bogans. That's just how they talk.
And then she did an impression, which was so funny.
What was the impression?
She sort of went like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I don't remember the wording, but it was very funny. She started speaking what she classifies as a bogan accent.
It's nice of her to be understanding. And then, of course, we have him asking Ellie, who's like, oh, they went like, oh, haha. So then Matt has had it at this point. They're all sort of sitting around in this outdoor area, and he just goes up to them and tells them he's disappointed and that he's leaving. And he's like, I'm pissed. I'm pissed off. And then he just walks away. And it's, like, really... He's, like, giving them a lecture. It's so weird. And then he walks away, and they're like, oh, my God, that was so embarrassing. It's like, we're children. What the fuck? Sagand is... Sagand is not on Abby's side. She says, I call bullshit on Abby doing it just to save Matt and to be kind to Matt so he knows. She thinks she's just doing it for the competition. But it's like, well, yeah, if your competition is someone who doesn't like Matt very much and is going to be a dick...
Yeah.
Honestly, and also, you should be allowed to vent.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I reckon the reason why Matt, blew it up so much as well was because he was so worried about people saying bad things about him and maybe him potentially getting a bad edit because he didn't want what happened to Honey Badger last year to happen to him, like for him to be the most hated man in Australia.
Oh, really? I think it's also because he got along so well with Monique.
Yeah.
Like, if it was someone else, if it was, like, Rachel or something, then he'd just be like, okay, bye, like, just leave. But because it was Monique, he was like, well, I really liked you, and now you like hate me because of I'm playing the game. I'm dating women on this show where I'm supposed to date women. Anyway, Rachel not happy, mumbling to someone about Abby that she's fucking trash. Go home, you piece of shit. All right, everybody calm down.
Yeah, you don't need to say nasty things like that. Let's chill out for a second.
Yeah.
Let's just have a look where talking like that about people got us the last time.
What?
It got her in trouble with Matt.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was like, when? Anyway, they get to the rose. There's a rose ceremony. And then there's two people left.
That annoyed me so much because it came down to who's going to go, Monique or this other lady we've never seen before. Of course we know who's going to go.
Well, no, because we have seen... That's a girl with the ukulele. That's the Christian woman. Yeah, but
we saw her only when she walked in.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Well, I think it's like, is he going to send her home, isn't he? And then you've got like this little like... Monique's inner voice being like calling Abby a 23-year-old drama queen. If you're so much more mature than her, stop being a dick.
Yeah, you're only 3 years older as well.
Yeah. And then Monique does get a rose, and then Rachel whispers, "The truth comes out," and I'm like, "What? What truth?"
Also, Rachel, you confirmed
she never said it. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, ukulele Christian goes home. Rip to her.
Yeah, I felt this was weird. Sorry, also because Rachel, like you see Rachel talking to Monique at the end of the episode, and she's like sort of saying that, "Nah, like we never said that. We never said that." And it's like, but Rachel, now I'm confused by you. Because you just confirmed to him that you said that.
Yeah, she's just trying to help her friend, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's going to come. Like, everybody's going to find out that you said that it happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next episode, episode 6, we're up to. So we start off with a group date that also includes Monique and Abby. And basically, the Bachelor Matt wants to see how they react after the drama of the rose ceremony and the cocktail party or whatever.
He's still obviously sad about it.
Yeah, he's definitely... I mean, Naomi, like you've said, you'd stress out for weeks/months if this happened to you.
Especially if they lied about it. Like, she said she didn't say it, and then, like, 5 other people confirmed that she definitely did. Like, that's such a... If you had that... If you said that around that many people... They're not going to lie to Matt for you. Like, even if they're not going to, like, go up and tell him and tell on you, you'd be a fucking idiot to not just admit it. Like,
yeah,
just I hate it when people lie about something and then they just keep lying about it. This is like Billy from Married at First Sight.
Oh, my God.
But worse. Like, you know, just that, nah, 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 okay, yeah. And it's like, why? I know! Why are you lying? Anyway. So they ask him, Osha's there, they've got a group date. Osha says, "How many times have you been a groomsman?" And he says, "Hard to say, maybe half a dozen." That's just 6. That's not that hard to count. I know you're a scientist.
He's used to big numbers, though, you'd expect.
Yeah. maybe that's why he can't find a planet for us to live on.
Yeah, who knows. Anyway,
he can only count to 5.
Let's get into it. So... they play a game called Catch the Bouquet, and it's some sort of like whoever catches the bouquet most, and then the people who catch it the least get kicked out. Guess what? Abby tries very hard, and she catches heaps of bouquets. She caught the most bouquets out of everybody. She got 4 bouquets. Monique was not even trying, according to Matt, and he was very upset by that.
Well, yeah, Monique says, "I'm not going to stoop to her level," but literally all she's doing in this is trying. It's like... Do you think trying is, like, what a bitch?
Yeah, it's not wrong. Like, I feel, yeah, it'd be unattractive to see somebody also not try.
Yeah, he was very disappointed in her, but then I was like, get over it, because he reminded me of, like, a PE teacher. Some people don't like being in a scrum.
Okay. No. and then, anyway, so Vaku and Kristen were, they caught 3 bouquets, and then I don't know who caught the other ones, but whatever. 5 girls who got cares? Through or something. And then they came out, the next round, they all came out dressed in wedding dresses.
5 of them, yep.
answer. They always do this thing on The Bachelor where people have to answer questions, and if they answered the same as the Honey Badger, they win, and if they didn't answer the same as the Honey Badger, they lose. And if they win, they get to go break something of the whoever they chooses. Anyway, all the girls...
Wow, you've explained that so well.
Thank you so much. All the girls bandied together to kick Abby out, so she didn't...
Well, they're mad at her because it's like they... So they were like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? A, kicking career goals. B, married with kids. C, traveling the world. And Abby knows what Matt's going to write, so then she writes the same answer as him. Because, I mean,
it's a game. It's a game.
It is a game. And they're all like, fuck. Like, she's said that she doesn't want to get married or have kids, but she, like, chose B because she knew he'd choose B. And, like...
Yeah, this isn't the honesty circle. We did that last episode.
This is no circle of trust.
This is a game.
And anyway, they're, like, pissed at her for that. But also, honestly, respect to her for saying that she doesn't want to get married or have kids. Anyway, she keeps getting them right, and they're all pissed. So, yeah, they band together, and then they all team up on her and get her out. And then Monique says she's another person to Matt and another person away from Matt. And it's like, well, you're the one who's lied about your behavior to him.
I mean, but honestly, also, everybody is different people to everyone anyway.
Absolutely. You're always different to someone that you have a crush on.
Yeah.
You want to impress them.
Yeah, so you just say, yeah, I'm into that, when you're not sometimes.
Exactly. You lie. Vaco wins this game, and so she gets some single time, which does not go great. She's very nervous, and she doesn't stop giggling the entire time.
No.
Honestly,
it looked uncomfortable.
She, like, spat wine out at some point. Yeah, it was too much. And then it gets a little bit serious, and Vaco says that she wants to focus on her career before she gets married and has kids. Matt clearly thinks that she's too young, and so she does not get a rose. The first to not get a rose. It's really awkward.
Sad, too, because then she's started, like, crying.
She's, like, the same age as Abby.
Yeah. I think it was less about the career stuff and more about the giggling as to why he felt like she was less mature.
Right. She just couldn't carry herself. She's too nervous.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think if she had not giggled so much and had been able to have a conversation. Oh, and also we're only seeing the edited bit, so they could have had a really good conversation after the giggling, but who knows? I think the giggling is probably more what he's talking about with the young stuff than, like, the wanting to focus on the career for a bit. Because I think he seems like he'd be okay with focusing on the career for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I think he was just using that as an excuse, honestly, because, like, she seems... Maybe she just seems like her personality seems a bit too young for him or something. Because Abby doesn't seem 23. She seems older than 23.
Yeah.
She's just a 23-year-old drama queen. She does not get a rose, and she starts crying. She's like, I guess he doesn't like me. And that's just the truth. So then they're all at the... Go back to the bachelor pad. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not the fucking mansion. And Matt's there, and he asks Chelsea to go spend the day at his place.
And they say, pack some togs because there's going to be a pool. And then all the girls start to go into a meltdown because they're worried that Matt will see Chelsea's rig and that he'll fall in love. And then we hear people refer to Chelsea's body and her rig as the most perfect thing, I reckon, 6 or 7 times in the next 2 or 3 minutes before we ever see the rig.
Yeah, well, we've seen her exercising in the past. She seems to be the one always, like, doing squats when they're doing, like, chats about what's been going on in the mansion. She's just squatting.
Yeah, I did like
She's
there was
the
a
cast
scene
of this year.
There was a scene where she was squatting, and then Eleanor was on the bike and she was talking, and Eleanor was cycling. She may as well just have been sitting down. It was the slowest cycle I've ever seen in my life.
Matt says he knows they have intellectual stimulation, but wants to see if they have sexual chemistry. To which I ask, what are you going to do, fucker? Like, what?
You know you don't need to do that to figure it out.
It doesn't take much. You got to figure it, like, come on. Anyway, so she goes over to the bachelor pad and they're making banana bread. Matt says he likes baking because it's basically chemistry in the kitchen.
This is the most disgusting date. I hate.
They always have a baking, or they did this last year with Romy. They made like pizza dough. They always try and start like a food fight with flour because they think it looks romantic.
It doesn't look romantic. Honestly, if Jono did this to me, I'd be angry. If he put
flour in your hair and then you like have to get in the shower.
I'd break up with him. If he poured flour, it would get
so claggy.
And egg. There was egg. Egg is the stink. It's the worst smell. I'd be so angry. And it was all in her eyes and on her eyelashes. I was so angry about this. I was watching this just going, no, you need to leave. You need to get out of there. This is a red flag.
He put cake, like just seemingly cake batter, just all, like just smashed her in the face with it, basically.
Directly in her eyes. If you can't eat egg whites, you should not be putting them near your eyes. Or the yellow bit. I don't know which bit you're supposed to not eat raw.
Especially when she's clearly wearing like a full face of makeup.
Yeah.
Anyway, we finally see Chelsea in her bathing suit. And I have to say, the body is good.
The rig is everything that we've been promised it would be.
It is a rig.
I would never refer to my body as a rig. I think that's how
I've had
it.
People... Yeah. I'm remembering an instance of someone calling my body a rig.
It's a strange thing to call your body. I don't think I'd ever call my body like a rig.
Footy boy. Good rig.
Good rig. I reckon I'd call mine the torso bit.
The what?
I'd be like, this is the torso bit. If I was showing somebody my arms, it was like a walk-through house sort of. I'd be like, this is the torso. Up here, you've got the neck and face area. Then to your left and right, you've got some arms. And a bit lower, you've got some legs out the side as well. That's how I'd describe my body.
Okay.
Just in case you're wondering.
No, I was. I was like, I gotta find out how Danielle would describe the human body if she had to explain it to someone who didn't know what that was. Anyway, so Matt says, I've never met a scientist as hot as her. She's very good looking, and they're making out in the pool, and it is steamy. And Matt says, there is no doubt we have phenomenal chemistry. You do not need a PhD to see that. Yeah, all right, we get it. You have a PhD. And then cut back to the house, and Abby is saying that she can't imagine Chelsea being Matt's type. And this is where everyone on Twitter was like, now Abby's the bitch. It's like they just put like sinister music over Abby talking, and it's like, she's the new bitch. Ooh, we hate her now. Shut up.
Yeah, honestly, it would
stop.
Just be, like, I can imagine saying that. If you have chemistry with somebody, or you think you're like, if you think you're somebody's type, and then you compare yourself to somebody who's completely different to you, then you would sort of be like, I don't think she's his type, if I'm his type. But
exactly.
We don't know who his type is yet, do we? Just blondes.
Well, blondes. Blondes and, and Sagand.
Yeah.
That's his type. So then Chelsea says, they get to talking about like what they want their lives to be. Chelsea says she wants to work on her career first, and then do marriage and kids, which it kind of annoyed me because it's exact, like it's pretty much word for word what Vacco said, but you're right. It's just they're clearly not right for each other. It's fine. And Matt says that they say if you're the smartest person in the room, then you're in the wrong room. And he says, I never feel like the smartest person in the room with Chelsea.
And then I thought, Chelsea should go into a different room.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll never work. Smartest. That'll never work. You just have people getting in and out of rooms. And I really liked that because I think there are a lot of guys who, like, need to be the smart one.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to be the... I find that really annoying. And I like that he liked her intelligence and didn't feel intimidated by it. I'm into it. I'm into these two together. I think they're really cute. And Chelsea says that she just wants someone who respects her. And then talks about that for a while. And
He didn't respect her when he put the fucking batter in her eye.
All right, you need to move on from that. Anyway, he says, yeah, nah, I think that's really good, which really sums it up.
Okay, my throat is closing over.
Stop patting the cat!
I will, eventually.
So Chelsea gets a rose, obviously.
Yep.
After they were a bit tongue-tied for a little while there because they're kissing so much.
Very good. You could say they figured out that they do have sexual chemistry.
Absolutely. He would have had the biggest boner, honestly.
Yeah.
Making out in that pool. It's a cocktail party. Becco looks so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Here. Oh, my God. Which is good because she's obviously going to go home. And Sagand is still pissed off at Abby about the dog cunt thing.
Yeah.
Monique and Matt go aside and Monique apologizes. She's like, I'm so sorry about all of that. And then Matt says, what are you sorry for? And she says, oh, the situation. And he's like, oh, so, like, did you say it? And she's like, I can't remember exactly. and he's like, that sounds like a cop-out. You've used some very strong language, which has been confirmed by multiple people. But she said already, she's like, oh, you know, I remember we were pissing ourselves laughing, but I don't remember, like, what was said. And then he's like, that's a cop-out, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, oh, yeah, no, I don't even remember what I was pissed off about. Like, I have a shocking memory. And, like, she's just, her story's changing so much. And it's like, fuck, you could have just been, at any point here, you could have just been honest. And been like, okay, yeah, I didn't know how to explain it.
Yeah, this always annoys me because most of the time, if you just say, I fucked up, things are always so much better. It's like, you know, when you're working, I remember I used to work at a place and, like, when people would come into the new work environment, they'd, like, try and cover up their mistakes.
Mm.
And then you'd be like, why did you, you know, like, we're a team here and if you just tell me the thing, we can just fix it. Like, there's no problem. Everybody yeah. makes mistakes. Like, if she had just had owned up to it, she might not have gone.
Yeah. It was to go from, like, I'm sorry for the situation. I don't remember exactly what I said, but we were just laughing so hard. And I was pissed off about something, but I can't remember what it was. I have such a bad memory. Really? Because, like, a few days ago you were like, I definitely didn't say it. I would never say anything like that. And now you're like, I don't remember. And I think he's really good at handling this. Like, he's just trying to be very honest with her. And he's like, look, as far as I'm concerned, the trust is severely damaged. And I just don't know how we can move forward from this. And he says it's tough because he like, believed her and, like, believed who she was. And now he can't do that anymore.
Well, yeah, you can't trust this person now.
No. So he's like, no, I think way. You should leave. He says, this is breaking my heart at the moment, but I've got to let my head take the reins. Spoken like a true scientist and a true gentleman, I would say. So then he, like, walks out of the car, gets her in the limo. She gets in the limo and she's like, oh, I bet Abby will start crying. And then she also says, I hope she gets help. There's no point reasoning with an idiot.
What?
Chill the fuck out. Yeah, stop.
Why is this? I don't understand this villain situation.
Mm.
You're both allowed to be annoyed at each other. Like, they can both of their actions are shitty.
I just can't imagine, like, sitting, like, just being, like, full called out with the person who I wronged, the person who saw me do it, and then just being like, no.
But not only that.
I still think that's fucking insane.
It's not even, at this point, it's not even Abby's word against Monique's word. It's Monique's word against the entire house.
Everyone else. So, and she's like, still like, nah.
Like, nah. I want to know how much of a say the producers had. Like, how much did the producers say, just deny it, just deny it?
I feel like once she denied it, it was, like, too late.
Yeah.
Because if someone just went, like, did you call me a dog cunt? I feel like there'd be a strong part of you that would just want to say no.
Yeah.
So he puts her in the car. All the girls are standing around, and then Osha turns up, and Sagan says, every time we see Osha, it's never a good thing, which is brutal. And then, like, he announces, oh, they've agreed, you know, he's asked them, I need to leave, blah, blah, blah. And then they try and do this edit where, like, Abby is fake shocked and fake upset, and she's actually like, heh, heh, heh. They get her in some, like, awkward laugh. She's clearly, like, uncomfortable, and they play it like she's celebrating her victory. And then she goes, am I happy Monique's gone? Like, obviously... And then it cuts off because she clearly said, obviously not, but then they cut off the not. So it's, you're supposed to think that she said, obviously I'm happy Monique's gone.
Yeah, I know.
I want to know if people editing. Took that. At, yeah, because it's so like, she's, it's literally, obviously.
Yeah, it was so strange. I was like, I mean, who's believing that? Just don't use that clip. Because it was more believable when they just put a reaction shot there, even though... We know that that reaction could have been 4 hours before or 4 hours after.
Yeah. And, yeah, but I, there were definitely people who fell for it because I went on Twitter and everyone's like, oh, Abby needs an Academy Award for her acting tonight. It's like...
First of all, if it, looks over, if it looks like it's overacting, which is how they made it look, then they don't get an Academy Award. It's for good acting.
True. You got him, man.
Yeah, so get out of here.
So they have a rose ceremony. We hear Sagan say here that Abby clearly has a hit list. What? Chill out, Sagan. Sagan's going to make me not like her. Cause she's just going to, like, you can tell that's what's coming next. It's just, like, Sagan versus Abby.
Yeah.
And it's like, Sagan, you're 30. You should be above this, even if you think she's, like, mature. Like, if even if you think she's, like, immature and trying to start drama and whatever. Whatever you think of her, then you should just be above it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just leave it.
Stupid. Anyway, whatever. I know people go insane in that house. Vaco leaves, which we all saw coming. But that's okay, because she's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. And it's going to be great. And we're going to miss her because she's so beautiful.
Yeah. We'll see people. We'll see her again.
So he walks her out and says goodbye. Like a gentleman he is. Because he's beautiful and I love him.
Okay. Calm down. Cool your jet.
I think he's nice. Okay? I think he's very sincere. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Now, do we have any reviews?
Oh, are we better done? Better look it up. All right. How are you liking the show, Danielle?
It's fine. Honestly, I need a few more episodes for things to start to kick off. It's quite. There's not much happening.
I mean, that's been a whole dog cunt saga. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but it was still like. I mean, honestly, that was the most exciting it's been, and I know we're gonna have a few lull episodes now before it kicks off again.
Probably. No, I think it's gonna be Sagand being a dick.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, all right. If it gets, yeah, I might get into it. We'll see. Should I read our song this week for Kevin MacLeod?
Yeah. You look up?
Okay, so our song this week is called Nonstop, and this is Kevin MacLeod's description of the song. From what I can tell, this piece has no genre. It is an odd mix of a few things, but not enough of any one of them to be considered a member of that group. So... When you find a new critter, which is certainly a new species, likely a new genus, probably a new family, and seriously might be an order, it has an exoskeleton, gives birth to live young, asexually somehow, has a beak. We recognize all those parts, but it doesn't fit anything. Might be a new phylum. That's the end of his description for this song this week, Nonstop.
So it's like kind of like a monotreme.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, oh yeah. You wait till you hear the song.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Yes. So we have three new reviews.
Yep.
First one is Sleepy Baby with Annie.
Yep.
From United States of America. Ever heard of it?
Nope.
Oh, it's like a country, don't worry. Okay. It says, recommended. 5 stars. My little brother recommended me you guys' podcast, brackets, Santana. And let me tell you, good recommendation. Smiley face. I mean, thank you so much. Thank you. Sleepy Baby with Annie. Classic Pause, also from the US, says, why I smile. Your podcasts are truly refreshing, uplifting, and a highlight in my day. Thank you for being a reason I smile. That one feels the most like a bot.
Have you?
But thank you anyway, Classic Pause, if we make you smile.
Is there any bots for... Surely there's no, like, review bots.
I mean, what would be the point of it? There would be no point of it. I mean, it makes the podcast just sound a whole lot more wholesome than it is.
Yeah.
Toyota Corolla from Australia says, groceries. 5 stars. I saw Danielle in a supermarket car park. I was hoping I would bump into her inside so I could tell her how much I enjoy the pod. Unfortunately, I didn't see her, so this 5-star review will have to do.
A supermarket car park?
Ooh. Well, it was a Toyota Corolla, so...
It was probably, I assume, when I was in Melbourne last time, and I was probably walking through the Berkeley Square car park at the back, because sometimes I walk around the back of the Berkeley Square instead of entering via Sydney Road because there's too many people.
Very cool. Are you going to edit that, or are you just, you're fine with people knowing where you live?
That's not, I don't go there very often. I don't really live near there. Well, I live near there, but it's a bit away. It's not like...
Good luck finding the house. There's heaps.
Yeah.
anyway, thanks to those reviews. We're so happy to be the reason you smile. Thank you for the reviews. Oh, look, I have no reason to scream today, but I am getting very hangry, so we're gonna have to end the podcast because my stomach is starting to eat itself.
Good. And my phone's on 15% battery.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, we'll talk to you all next week. When I don't know.
I'm back. I'll be back.
Finally, we'll be in the same room. I get to see your beautiful face again.
Thank you. Not just the top of my forehead and my hair.
After 3 weeks on Lizzo, I'm sure you'll be glowing.
I haven't been listening since I've been here because I've been spending all my time with Jono.
Well, maybe that's why you're struggling to breathe. Maybe it was nothing to do with the cat. It's because you're getting ill because you haven't listened to Lizzo.
That could be it.
Although, have withdrawals.
I did show him yesterday that she's got an Instagram page for her flute. Sasha B. Flutin. And that is very fun, and I made him watch a few clips off there. I liked it.
That's good. So you makes got a me wish hit.
I never stopped playing the flute. That was my instrument. I played the flute.
You used to play the flute?
Yeah, I used to play the flute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't have stopped fluting. We could have fluted together.
I mean, you can always pick it up again.
I never was good at it.
Okay, maybe don't. Maybe it was never going to happen either way.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't want to play flute with me.
I'm sure she would.
Maybe.
I'm sure she'd play flute with anyone. She's so lovely.
She does seem nice.
That's enough. I gotta go.
Okay.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Fucking get onto it and just have some fun with it. Leave us a review. If you don't, I'll scream. And what else, Danielle? That's it.
That's it, I think. Naomi does very good Twitter posts. The other day, I nearly did a Twitter post, but then I didn't because I don't have the login for the Twitter. I know Naomi's given it to me, but I don't want to have to log out of mine because I don't know what my password is.
You don't have to log out. You can be logged into both of them, Danielle.
Okay, well, we'll sort it out next time we're together, and you'll know which tweets are which ones because Naomi's will be on point and mine will be slightly off kilter. Yeah. And kind of not make sense.
That's all part of the charm.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. A batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. A batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch. Get over here, it's time for Batch Bitch. Come in and listen to it, it's Batch Bitch. We love you. Oh, it's Batch Bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.